$10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
A rookie New York City police officer has been indicted on charges in connection to the shooting of an unarmed black man last year, but Brooklyn District Attorney Dale Thompson says the decision to charge was not based on previous incidents involving police shootings.
This case has nothing to do with Ferguson or Eric Gardner or any other case. This case has to do with an innocent man who lost his life and a young New York City police officer who has now been charged.
Stephen Wirth, the lead defense attorney for Officer Lien, says it was just a tragic accident.
There was nothing reckless or criminally negligent about the way Officer Lien performed his duties that night. This was not his first vertical patrol. It wasn't even his first vertical patrol that night. He's an experienced officer, and he's done them before.
Officials with the Bay Area Transit System are warning commuters they may have been exposed to measles. A regular passenger was caught with the measles after traveling February 4th through the 6th. USA Radio News.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans looking to head back to school, maybe you want to consider a career as a physician's assistant. Our correspondent Ron Taylor tells why.
Demand for physician's assistants has risen by more than 300% in the past 3 years, which is why Forbes magazine ranks becoming a PA the most promising job in 2015. President of the American Academy of Physician Assistants, John McGinnity, says that PAs and doctors are more similar than people think. He says the training is based on a medical model that grew from a concept started in World War II when there was a need to accelerate medical training to 3 years.
And in the late 60s, they got the idea of let's accelerate medical school, put them through an intensive training, and have them collaborate with physicians to improve health outcomes.
John McGinnity says you should have the same expectations of your PA as you do for your doctor.
PAs can diagnose, they can treat, they order and interpret tests, they assist in surgery, they prescribe medications in all 50 states and the District of Columbia.
President of the American Academy of Physician Assistants, John McGinnity, says PAs go through an intense training program.
Our students will go through over 75 hours in pharmacology, 175 in behavioral science, and almost 500 in clinical medicine. Then they spend over 2,000 hours in the bedside practicing medicine through a 24-month intensive program.
I'm Ron Taylor.
If you're looking for more news, visit us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I want to welcome Foreign Minister Lavrov to the State Department and express my appreciation for him making the trip to Washington so that we could continue our dialogue and our exchange of views that began in Moscow.
That's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson after meeting with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov earlier this morning. President Trump currently meeting with the Russian Foreign Minister in the Oval Office. On the floor of the U.S. Senate, members react to President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey yesterday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying Democrats are being disingenuous when they're complaining about it.
Complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized. That removal being done by a man, Rod Rosenstein, whom they repeatedly and effusively praised.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do Mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Hunterdon County. The weather for Hunterdon County, mostly sunny today with a high near 65. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 40 with a light wind coming from the north. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And Friday, a chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. Showers likely Friday, mainly after midnight. Rain is expected on Saturday. And it will rain quite a bit, it looks like. Sunday, also a chance of showers before noon, and then partly sunny in the later afternoon with a high near 65. So it looks like it will clear up for Mother's Day in the afternoon. It is currently 61 degrees, and the time is 12:07. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. My name is Ruth Altamura Roll. I am your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I am going to talk about what it means to be a licensed professional counselor today. One of the main reasons that I do this show, and I say this periodically, not necessarily every show, but I do say it, is to promote licensed professional counselors, to let you all know who we are and what we do. So often, people go for counseling, but they tend to go to licensed clinical social workers rather than licensed professional counselors. And a licensed professional counselor is someone who has their master's degree in a mental health service or in counseling specifically. We are trained to work with individuals, families, and groups. We work in treating mental, behavioral, and emotional problems and disorders. Licensed professional counselors, or LPCs, make up a large percentage of the workforce employed in community mental health centers, agencies, organizations, and are employed within and covered by managed care organizations and health plans. So that means licensed professional counselors, because of our license, either are within an insurance program. So your insurance company can refer you to a licensed professional counselor, or I'll say in my case, I don't take insurance. However, my clients get reimbursed directly from their insurance company. And I provide all the information and codes that an insurance company needs. Licensed professional counselors also work with military personnel and their family, as well as veterans. So we work in hospitals and in agencies. We work in schools. Licensed professional counselors have a great deal of education in the area of counseling. We are counselors. What this means is that we have to be competent in a number of areas specific to counseling, not social work. There's a huge difference. But in counseling, we need to be aware of cultural issues. So we need to be competent in cultural and multicultural counseling. We need to be competent in the laws and ethics of the counseling profession, both within your state, within your association, for your license, and for the country. So there's ethics and laws that apply to the general United States, to your specific state where you are licensed, and also to the whatever association that you may be associated with. I'm associated with a number of associations. I feel like that commercial, you know, the guy who likes vests and invests and vests. Anyway, I am a member of the American Counseling Association. I am a member of the New Jersey Counseling Association, which is a division, the state representative of the American Counseling Association. I am on the board of the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association. Now, the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association is a division of the New Jersey Counseling Association, but we also are state representatives of the American Mental Health Counseling Association. Quite a few things there. All of these associations have three specific goals. One is to ensure that we are all, as counselors, on the same page with our training and our ethics. They represent us on legal issues and lobby for us within the state and the federal government. They also provide, and that's the third thing, education. So they are the voice of counselors. They represent legal and ethical issues. And they provide the education, which would include certifications and those types of things. Now, licensed professional counselors in the state of New Jersey are licensed through the Division of Community Affairs, or the Department of Community Affairs. And under that, we also have licensed drug and alcohol counselors. It's basically the same license. It's just that people are more have greater specification and education in those particular areas. And licensed marriage and family therapists. Okay, so we're all licensed professional counselors, but licensed marriage and family therapists are, again, have greater focus on couples and families. Licensed drug and alcohol counselors have a greater education in the drug and alcohol field, and licensed professional counselors tend to be more the general practitioners of the field. But that doesn't mean that someone who's a licensed professional counselor won't work with a marriage and family or couples. I have couples that I work with in my private practice, so it is something that I do. And I enjoy working with couples. Licensed professional counselors need to be proficient in a number of areas. Proficient, okay? And when we get our degrees in, when we get our master's, we have to have a master's degree. When we get that master's degree, we need to study law and ethics. We need to study multicultural. We need to study social work. That's just one piece. We need to study group therapy. We need to study family therapy. We need to study addictions therapy. We need to study career counseling. We need to study theories. So we need to be proficient in these areas. We need to know how to use specific counseling theories and/or tools, and are well versed in many of them. There's many, many of them. But it is our job to be well versed and be able to bring those tools to our counseling profession. It is important for a licensed professional counselor to be genuine and present to their clients. We must uphold the relationship as precious, because each person that comes to us is a precious person who is struggling with issues that range from addiction to couples issues to issues from childhood, post-traumatic stress, anxiety, addiction, and I'll talk a little bit more about some of that. Therefore, we have strict rules around confidentiality. Strict rules that we all must be educated on. I think that it's really important to recognize that licensed professional counselors, and I'm going to say might be a little biased, but licensed professional counselors are the highest educated group within the mental health field to provide counseling and therapy. Social workers and clinical social workers, licensed social workers, they take approximately one course in counseling theories. Licensed professional counselors take one course in social and urbanization theories, one course. The rest of our courses are all about counseling, about mental health issues. And we need to know a little bit about a lot of things. And the tendency, actually, is we know a lot about a lot of things. So what do I mean by that? Not only do I need to know about different theories, which I'm not going to really get into all that much. I mean, we could save that for a completely different day, the different types of theories that we need to that we use and we need to know. But we also need to know about physical health, so that we need to be able to ask questions about how someone is taking care of their health. Are they eating well? Are they sleeping well? Are they getting exercise in? Are they doing some meditation in their lives? So that we encourage physical health. Asking questions such as, when is the last time you had a physical checkup? Do you have any issues with your thyroid? Because it's important to recognize that sometimes physical issues translate into emotional issues, or sometimes emotional issues will translate into some physical issues. So we need to know that. We we need to know a little bit about the law. Now, not just the law and ethics of being a counselor, but if you have a client that's coming to you that has some legal issues, that needs a restraining order, that is going through a divorce, that is a victim of crime, we need to know something about the law. Who's been referred to you through drug court? So we need to know something about the law of our county, the law of our town, the law of our state. I need to take a little break, and I'm going to come back and talk about being a licensed professional counselor. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am talking about being a licensed professional counselor and what it means and basically why I would suggest that you search out a licensed professional counselor if you are looking to get some counseling or therapy. We can call ourselves psychotherapists. We prefer to call ourselves licensed professional counselors. We need to advertise as licensed professional counselors. These are all part of the ethics. We can say that we're psychotherapists, but we cannot say that we're psychologists. We cannot say that we are psychiatrists, and we are not social workers. We are licensed professional counselors, and that is what our license states. Now, licensed professional counselors, or sometimes licensed mental health counselors, basically the same thing. These licenses are recognized in all 50 states of the United States, including the District of Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico. The thing is that some of the requirements vary from state to state. So even though we need to be proficient in 9 areas here in New Jersey, not all states may need that same qualification. However, things like law and ethics do remain the same. And again, like I said earlier, they vary from state to state. The idea is at some point, and we are working on it, that our license becomes portable, meaning if I decide that I'm going to move to Virginia, I can take my license with me. Or because we are in the age of technology, if someone in Kansas wants to have sessions with me while I am in New Jersey, that is something that we can do because my license covers all of the United States. So we are working at making the education requirements for everyone who wants to be a licensed professional counselor or a licensed mental health counselor, and chances are we're going to work at forming one title, make it work across the board, across the United States. So not only to be a licensed professional counselor do you need to have a master's degree in some type of a counseling program, and generally speaking needs to have the word counseling or counselor in your master's degree. So my master's degree, technically I have a master's degree in counseling and personnel services. That's my master's degree. Well, what does that mean actually? It means that I could go work for a large corporation in their counseling, in a counseling area, in their human resources area. In their employee assistance program. So that's part of what that means. My degree. Other people have masters in counseling and something else attached to it, or just a master's in counseling, or I'm not sure. There's quite a few different variations out there. But to be a licensed professional counselor, the word counselor or counseling needs to be in the master's program. Not only that, every licensed professional counselor needs to pass a written exam. Now, for many of us, we needed to take the National Counselor's Exam, or the National Clinical Mental Health Counseling Exam. And these exams are lengthy, and they check for our competence in those 9 areas that I had mentioned earlier. Statistics, test taking, test giving, so assessment. So that's I missed that one, but statistics and assessment is one of the things, so that when we read different studies, we understand what people are talking about and what they've done and the statistic variations of things and ratios and all that fun stuff. If we as counselors wanted to do a study, we now have the qualifications of how to do a study so that we can do a study on many, many things. We can do a study on how video games affects children and their ability to empathize with each other. Okay, that might be a study someone might want to do. So we have to pass this national exam. So what that means, and for me, I have my master's. I passed the National Counselor Exam, which means that I am a member of the National Counseling Certification Board. So the letters after my name is MA and NCC, so they have an NCC in there, and then the LPC, the Licensed Professional Counselor. So that gives you all the information that you need to know in terms that I've passed the exam. I'm a member of the National Board of Examiners, basically. I have my license and my master's. Now, there are some people that decide to go further, and they can get a doctorate in counseling. So that there are people who have their doctorates in counseling. And again, it's really important to understand that one of the things that we do is we study things like normal human growth and development and abnormal behavior and how to appraise and assess. We know counseling theories and counseling methods and techniques for individuals, groups, families. We're able to do research. Licensed professional counselors need to be proficient in lifestyle and career development. So I have people come to me and say, I'm struggling with knowing what I want to do with my life. I have resources to help them with that. Is that my specialty? No, but I have helped many people. I need to have knowledge of social, cultural, and family issues. Every person who gets their master's degree in counseling needs to have a supervised practicum experience, which generally is about 300 hours, with 100 hours of direct client contact. Now, you may think that this is enough. Generally speaking, it is enough to graduate, but not enough to get your license. Here in the state of New Jersey, we have people who have graduated, done their 300 hours of practicum, so that's supervised experience under a professor, and taken the exam, passed the exam, passed all their core courses, and they become licensed associate counselors, LACs. Following that, in the state of New Jersey, a licensed associate counselor needs to have 4,500 hours of supervised direct counseling experience. So basically, they're having an internship under a counselor who is certified as a supervisor. So a certified, it's complicated, I know, believe me. A certified supervisor needed to take courses in how to supervise licensed LACs. And a supervisor needs a supervisor. And so we all kind of watch out for each other. And we do that because we want to, as licensed professional counselors, make sure that we are providing the best services that we possibly can for our clients. It is extremely important to have high standards, high ethics. It's important for us to know our limits and our boundaries. It's important for us to have people in the field that we can call, especially if it's someone like me who has a private practice. I am a part of a peer support group. That means once a month I get together with fellow counselors and we talk about maybe things that are going on in our personal lives. We talk about things that we can do to promote our practices, things that are about law, things about ethics, things that we might be struggling with a particular client or case, so that we can get feedback. We also suggest, there's this great course that's coming up, you might want to take it. Or, I've read this particular book and I found it really useful. So we share a lot of information. When I was looking to further my education, I looked into being a social worker. There's a lot more social workers than there are counselors. But I realized that being a licensed professional counselor was about counseling. It wasn't about social work. I really didn't want to know a whole lot about urbanization and the welfare system and Social Security and the benefits of licensure or license, the benefits of insurance. I really didn't want to know all that much about how to get around the government systems. Not that we didn't talk about things like women's studies and those types of things. Of course we did. But I wanted to know how to counsel. I wanted to know what I could do to be present for my clients to help them heal from anxiety and depression and post-traumatic stress disorder and obsessive-compulsive disorder and addictions and eating disorders and broken relationship and childhood trauma and incest and other types of sexual abuse. I wanted to help people who are struggling with personality disorders, who wanted to figure out what was their purpose in life, who needed to get through some deep grieving or anger issues. The one thing that I also really appreciate about being a licensed professional counselor is that we do have those laws, those ethics, those peer reviews, the things that we need to make sure that we are offering the best and that we are held accountable. Now, I know a lot of people go to coaches. And coaches have a decent amount of education and things, but they don't have a requirement to have a master's. They're not required by state law to have insurance. By law, I have to have insurance. I have malpractice insurance. A coach is not required to do that. Now, coaches may have associations that they belong to, but they don't have the same standards. And I know sometimes what happens, and you know, part of what I do here is also it's about removing the stigma. The stigma, counseling. Oh, mental health counseling. There's something wrong with me. No, not necessarily. You just may need someone to talk to. You may need some new tools, how to manage things, or some help with lifestyle changes or career changes. Maybe you're struggling with having an elderly parent and you need some support. A licensed professional counselor is an advocate. Not only do we advocate for our own profession, which I'm going to say we don't do well enough, but we need to advocate for you, our clients. One of the ways I do it is doing this, by promoting good mental health. Licensed professional counselors, like I said, are highly trained. Highly trained in counseling. In mental health counseling. And again, you can find us in schools and hospitals. You can find us in addictions, treatment centers, geriatric nursing homes, assisted living. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back shortly with the rest of Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I am also a nationally certified counselor, and I have my master's in counseling. And that is part of why I'm talking about choosing and why to choose a licensed professional counselor if you're looking for some mental health services for you or your family. Now, someone who has that NCC after their name means that they have now been certified and meet the legal requirements for licensure in their state. It means that as someone who is who has that NCC, National Certified Counselor, it means that I have to uphold and enforce the code of ethics. It means that I have to complete regular continuing education credits in order to maintain my certification and license. And they need to be things that are approved by the NCC. And not only that, it means that we have major standards that we have to uphold. And then there are different certifications. So you can be someone who's certified in clinical mental health counseling or have a master's in addiction counseling or a national certified school counselor, just to name a few things. But again, Being a licensed professional counselor means that we really have a whole lot of training. A whole lot of training. So speaking of a whole lot of training, this past weekend, I went to the New Jersey Counseling Association Spring Conference. It's a conference that we have every year. it's a great time and a great place for us to connect with each other as counselors, network, and learn. There were many, many topics to choose from. Everything from the ethics behind social media counseling, trauma and treatment of trauma, adult sibling relationships and grief practices, cultural identity, women's career decision making. I'm just reading through a few of the things. Self-injury in adolescence. Ethics in career development. Overcoming obsessive-compulsive disorder. Holistic living with neurosciences, gut integrity, and mindfulness. I took a course in ethics and in the duty to protect and warn. I also took a course in multicultural perspectives on eating disorders and how probiotics can improve your mood. So I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that we do multiple diverse things. So a licensed professional counselor needs to know a lot about a lot. One of the things that we did this weekend, myself and my husband, who is also in the field of counseling, he's been on my show a couple of times, but we actually provided a topic, which was the culture of military for non-military counselors. Because you see, licensed professional counselors work within the VA system. And licensed professional counselors, as myself in private practice, may have an active military or a veteran in my office. So it is important to know what to do and how to treat and talk someone who is in the military, who may be struggling with post-traumatic stress, who may have had a brain injury, but to recognize that it really is a culture. And we don't do that very well. We look at military as something other than a culture, but it really is. They have their own music, their own holidays, their own dress of code, their own type of food, their own language. Their own music. And I think it's important to recognize that people who are in the military are there to serve. We call them service members. They're in the service. And so that's really important. So it was a great pleasure to sit with my husband and put this presentation together and to share what we know and with other counselors who are interested in learning more about counseling people in the military, because it is important. And so we need to know all different things about counseling many different types of cultural diverse populations. It is really important to know that a counselor, though we are human beings and have some of our own issues because we are human beings, that we have to learn how to be present for our clients and put our issues aside so that I may have a completely different political viewpoint than my counselors, my clients. That does not come into play. We can have different opinions. My job is to listen to my client and have empathy in unconditional positive regard. Meaning their experience for them is what is bringing them into my office. That my experience, though I may share some of my own disclosure of my own things in life, is important. And I think especially if you're not an experienced counselor, I've been in this field for over 30 years, that you need to know that you are sharing any kind of disclosure of yourself in order to help your client. So when I share things about things that have happened in my life, I share it because I want them to understand that I do have empathy for the pain and struggle that they're going through. And I find that the counselors that I know are not counselors just because it's a career choice. It really is a calling. That for the most part, people who are counselors are not in it just to make money. They are in it to provide mental health. Mental health. And so a lot of times we hear people talk about mental illness. You're going to hear counselors talk about mental health. And May, which you listened last week, May is National Mental Health Month. National Mental Health Month. To promote mental health. And everything that means. So, what does it mean to have good mental health? Well, I have good self-esteem. I take good care of myself. I have a good sense of boundaries. I know my limits. I'm able to make good choices in terms of having healthy relationships. I work in a career that I find is fulfilling. I have good communication skills. I have good parenting skills. I have friends. I have hobbies. I have downtime. My life is balanced. So I do want to put in a plug for the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association. You can find us on the web on Facebook. We are easy to find, and I would love for you to follow us. We are the New Jersey Mental Health Counselors Association, NJMHCA. So if you go on your Facebook page, and go to the New Jersey Mental Health Counselors Association, not counseling, Counselors Association, and like us, you can find out more about what we do. One of the things that you will see is that the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association for the month of May, being National Mental Health Month, we are doing a fundraiser. So I'm promoting our fundraiser, which is to help a family in need, supporting the New Jersey Community Food Bank. So if you go on to the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association Facebook page, you will see that you are invited to a Jack Fundraiser Breakfast to support the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association so that we can help feed a family and support the New Jersey Community Food Bank. On June 4th, so we're promoting it through the month of May, from which is a Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., we are having an Applebee's. We're doing a breakfast. So you can go there and have breakfast for $10. You can buy a ticket for $10, and it will support the New Jersey Community Food Bank. Now, this location is on 965 Jefferson Avenue in Union, New Jersey. And you can contact our president of the New Jersey Counseling Association, and I'll give you her contact information. You can call her at 908-456-1871. That's 908-456-1871. Or you can go on the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association's Facebook page and help feed a family. The tickets are $10, and you don't have to go. You could buy tickets and donate it, and then we will then donate that place that you purchased to a family in need so that they can go get a free breakfast. Not only that, but the money that you give, the majority of it, $6 of the $10, goes to the New Jersey Community Food Bank. Four of it has to go to Applebee's. They are buying the food and supplying that. So that is something that we are doing. And I would love to have people participate. So again, please go to the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association Facebook page and look into it. Like us. So I'm ending my show with a lot of promoting. I'm going to promote myself. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington. You can also like me on Facebook page under Counselor's Chat. When you go on Counselor's Chat, you can go down and see the many different shows that I have provided, all about providing some education about mental health issues. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can also find my webpage at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. I deal with people struggling with addiction. I think probably that's the main thing that I do, but I deal with depression, anxiety, anger management, obsessive-compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. Like I said earlier, I have couples that I work with. I have a broad range of experience because I've been in the field so long, the first half of my career before my private practice was strictly in the drug and alcohol field. If you have any comments, you can leave them on my Facebook page under Counselor's Chat. You can also call me at 908-581-2277. That's 908-581-2277. Leave a comment. Make a suggestion for a show. Make an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list. So that concludes my show for today. I hope it's been useful so that you get to know a little bit more about licensed professional counselors. If you are local to Flemington, you can go to the Unity Bank on Main Street in Flemington. It happens to be, again, Mental Health, May's Mental Health Month. I have a display there as Business of the Month, so you could pick up some information about who I am, what I do, and there's a lot of different information there, anything from depression to different kinds of issues around families and drugs and stress management and all kinds of things that you can pick up. So I hope this has been helpful, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. Have a good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.